Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Yes, we are finally back. So, time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we're going to have. And first, I will introduce myself, and then we will move to DC Love. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to learn all about DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Thank you. And Joan Rivers is coming in, and she's telling everyone to fasten their seatbelts because you have a crazy blonde running the studio. Okay, Joan, everybody knows. Are you happy? Hello, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love, sometimes the real DC Love. Whatever you choose is fine with me. My amazing journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, myself texting me, and Spirit actually sitting on me to get my attention. I had no other choice but to listen. And all of this propelled me on this beautiful path. It's just so amazing. I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And when I say that, Joan Rivers does come in again. And yes, DC, you're also certifiable. Well, that being said, I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, dream interpreter, animal communicator, and formerly a law enforcement officer. But the really cool thing is some of my education was not received in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes I was there to visit loved ones. But other times, I was there to attend schools of higher learning. It really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. And this is also where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary and discovered higher levels of consciousness, as well as healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. But it changed the course of my life, and I'm so happy it did. And I really discovered that I have a strong connection with the spirit world. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357 and now offering angelic love instead. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And, of course, we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But it really did take a little while before I discovered that this truly was a divine connection. And Joan has left the door open, and others have continually walked through it. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. As well, it has given me the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm just so blessed, you know, to be here today connecting with everyone and sharing my unique brand of divine messages and healing. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Excuse me, love is what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you so much, DC. And now it is time for us to hear some of those divine messages. So what do you have for us?
Okay, well, Joan Rivers is saying, are you ready for some not-so-divine messages too, Barbara?
Sure.
Well, you know what? You know, some of you, you know, that have been following us since the beginning we had, you know, the show, have known that whenever I have ongoing issues, Joan really comes in to lighten things up. So today, I'm good. I'm all good. It's Barbara. She's the one having issues. So she's coming in. Yep, it's Barbara. Gracious good morning to you, Barbara. This is Ernestine with the phone company. Is this the party to whom I am speaking? And Barbara's saying, yes, this is she. This is her. I mean me. There's a problem right there, ma'am. The three of you are trying to use the phone at the same time. No, excuse me. There's just one of us. It's me. Make up your mind, ma'am. You complained about the phone service not working, and here at the phone company, we serve over 100 billion people. We don't have time for your games. We offer terrible customer service, and we're proud of it. Every so often, you pick up the phone, there's no dial tone. You're on an important call, and then your call gets dropped. We don't care. And the next time, Barbara, you're thinking about complaining, why don't you try using two soup cans and some string? And remember, you're in good hands with God. Stop worrying. Have faith. Next time your phone doesn't work, pray. But as far as the phone company goes, we don't care. We don't have to. We are your phone company. But before I go, I just wanted to say I have been tapping in and listening to your beautiful show, Barbara, Morning with Jesus. You and DC are great hosts. What a great way to start the day. Barbara, you had mentioned, you know, you always mention, in fact, if anyone has a question, well, I've got one. Why is it that when you talk to God, it's called prayer, but when God talks back to you, they label you as schizophrenic? Have a nice day, ladies. Okay, so with that being said, Archangel Gabriel is waiting in the wings, and he's considered to be one of God's special messengers. And on many occasions, he comes to earth to deliver messages to certain people that may be questioning their life purpose or their destiny. He's saying, beloveds, call upon me. Listen to the whispers of your heart as you are given guidance from above. I have been sent by God to speak to you and, you know, bring this beautiful news. God has heard your prayers, and they are being answered. He shines his light upon each of you like the sun that rises in the sky. He has sent me to assist in other areas of your life where blockages are present, as well as remembering your divine soul mission. I don't come alone. I am accompanied by a divine team of archangels. And we are here, beloveds, to help you to co-create the answers to your dreams. Collectively, we bring hope, faith, wisdom, illumination, love, truth, integrity, cosmic consciousness, success, and abundance. I am Archangel Gabriel. And who do I say now? Oh, my goodness. We have another archangel in the standing behind Gabriel, and it's Archangel Metatron. He's saying, beloveds, good morning. It's so wonderful to have Morning with Jesus back on air. I am coming here to be with you today with an empowering message. Oh. Barbara, I'm going to have to get off for a second. Can you continue?
Okay. Working with a two-year-old in the room, it's not always easy. So I guess I'm going to share now the message that Jesus has for everyone that's flowing through me. And here's what he wants to say. Good morning, my beloveds. We are very happy to be back with you again. We have missed our talk, our sharing of guidance and information with you. And we are so delighted that you are here. we want you to know that if you have been going through a bit of upheaval, we will call it, do not feel alone. This is something that Barbara Grace has also been going through, which is why there haven't been shows, because she needed the time to deal with what she needed to deal with about herself so that she could help others even more effectively than she has in the past. And if you are going through the same sort of turmoil, it is for the same reason. It is time for you to look at you. It is time for you to look at what is important to you, what it is that you have decided to create in your life. And we're not just talking about what you have consciously decided to create. We are talking about what you are feeling in your life. Because, yes, those feelings are important. It is those feelings that are going out into the universe and attracting to you what you feel. So remember that. It is your feelings that are determining what is coming into your life. So if you are trying to be optimistic and have happy talk, but you are feeling desperate or despondent, then you are attracting more of the desperation and despondence into your life, because that is what you are feeling. Your feelings really are the key to everything. It is not what you're saying. It's what you're feeling. And what you feel is based in what you think, not necessarily what you are consciously thinking, but what is going on in your mind. So start noticing your feelings and start changing them. And yes, it really is that simple. You don't have to figure out why it is you feel that way. You don't have to figure out who caused it. This is not a point where you need blame or fault or punishment or any of that. It's just a matter of changing your feelings. So the next time you are feeling anything less than joy and happiness and the exuberance of life, change those feelings. And then notice how the rest of your life begins to change. We are so happy you have come back with us, and we look forward to many more wonderful conversations with you. We love you.
Thank you, Barbara. That was beautiful. We do have some callers. Would it be okay if I opened up the phone lines?
Did you want to finish that message that you were...
You know what? I can't. In fact, my train of thought derailed. I'll go back and I'll do it if that's okay. But
okay.
We do have a couple callers here, and the first caller is from area code 718. Can we have your name, please?
Sure.
Hi, area code 718.
Hey, Barbara.
Tim
from New York. How you guys doing? Yes.
Hi, Tim.
Great. Your connection was a little low. Are you talking into the phone, hon?
Yes, I got it now. You should hear me better now.
Okay, there we go. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. Got a little cold, but I'm fine. Staying positive. You guys are 1 month in, or the second month.
Oh, you was
18, so.
So what wonderful things are happening, Tim?
Well, nothing yet. Nothing new per se yet, but I am buckling down and committed to about 15 minutes a day, meditating in the morning or at night, trying to set intentions and just ask the spirit to help me. And I think I'm doing a little better with not having anxiety, worrying about how things are going to change and when they're going to change. So
good.
I think maybe I'm changing a little bit, and hopefully that filters out into the universe and things change. So I just was checking in with you guys, see what messages you have for me.
Okay.
Awesome, Tim. It's great to hear your voice, number one. But you know what, Tim? You are so awesome, and you're so creative. I'm getting, you're creative, you're working hard, and I really feel like something good is coming your way. Can you tell us about what you've been doing?
I'm sorry, missed the last part. Tell you what.
The angels are saying Tim is very creative. He's hardworking. And I feel like something good is going to come your way. Can you tell us what have you been doing, Tim, like creatively? Because the angels are just, they're clapping and they're saying, you know, you have a lot of good coming because of everything you've been doing. So I was just wondering what you've been doing.
Oh, just creatively, I've just been just telling more stories and just in my head trying to figure out outlines of different things that I find amusing, storytelling it. Trying to see if I can weave into something coherent, like a story.
Okay. And you know what? I spoke, you know, when I was giving the messages, Archangel Gabriel came in, and Archangel Gabriel is still with you because you are really creative. You have the power to inspire so many. And if you call upon Archangel Gabriel, you know, you're going to have, I just have like more of a connection and really have opportunities to express this beautiful creativity, okay? So please call upon Archangel Gabriel. It's sort of like you're a little bit afraid. You're afraid of your power. And I feel like you don't believe that you could actually do this. You can't move forward. There's a little bit of fear in maybe success, Tim. There's a little bit of fear of really, you know, realizing the true you. What is it that, you know, is bringing you anxiety? What is it that is keeping you from really, like, you know, stepping onto that path and showing the world who you are?
Well, I guess it's my logical brain of I have to know exactly how it's going to happen. I have to be able to see it and say, okay, this is how it's going to happen, step one, step two, step three. So I kind of feel like I don't know what step one is. So I'm trying to
remove
that fear of the unknown of how I'm going to do this.
Okay, so Barbara's going to come in. She's going to help you with that because what I'm getting, there's worry. There's a lot of this is just irrational fear. It's ego trying to keep you small. There's anxiety. But on the other hand, Tim, you are so intuitive and you've got amazing psychic abilities yourself. Okay, I'm getting there's something from the past. Excuse me? Are you with me,
past?
Tim?
Yeah.
I'm getting there's like, yes. No, I'm getting like blocks. There's something blocking you from the past, okay? And whatever this block is, I'm going to have Barbara come in and heal it because you are meant to go forward and shine your light upon the world. Tim, you too are a light worker. Your dreams. Have you been paying attention to the dreams?
I've been trying. I haven't been remembering them yet, but I've been getting to bed at a decent time as of late, trying to set intention with a glass of water next to the bed, so I'm hopeful that'll start to pick up where I've been.
Okay, and that's a great start. And make sure you have a dream journal bedside before you wake up. You know, keep your eyes closed for like a minute, maybe 2 minutes. And a lot of the times that really does help to recall the dreams that we had the night before. Okay?
Okay, okay.
And I'm getting like a few days ago, like with the new moon that came in, you brought in some more beautiful energy. So you should really be a little bit more intuitive than usual. Trust what you're getting and the divine guidance as well. And this is a time for you, Tim, to start moving in that new direction. Okay? This is
okay.
A time to make, you know, those choices and be confident and know that you're not doing it alone. You're going forward and the archangels are walking with you. And the archangels, as we know, they're a little bit more powerful than the angels, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, like, even, you know, like, if you got, like a notebook or paper and a pen or a pencil, just let everything flow onto the paper. Release it. And that's going to help as well. Barbara, you know, mentions her automatic writing, and I feel like a little bit of automatic writing would really help you to clear up some of this as well. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And I thank you so much for calling in.
You got it.
Okay, Tim, we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say.
You got it.
Dear innate, I give my brain permission to let go of the how.
Dear innate, I give my brain permission to let go of the have.
Dear innate, I recognize that there are lots of things that happen in my life that I don't know how they happen, so I don't need to know how I am going to succeed.
We got to break that one down.
I don't think you can repeat that one. Let's see, what did I say? There are lots of things that happen in my life that I don't know how.
There are lots of things that happen in my life that I don't know how.
So I don't need to know how I'm going to succeed in order to succeed.
So I don't need to know how I'm going to succeed in order to succeed.
I trust in my guidance.
I trust in my guidance.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear of my greatness.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my greatness.
Dear innate, I release all ancestral baggage.
Dear innate, I release all ancestral baggage.
Dear innate, I accept that I create my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I create my life.
Dear innate, I choose to remain in the positive feelings of creation.
Dear innate, I choose to remain in the positive feelings of creation.
Dear innate, I completely let go of the past.
Dear innate, I completely let go of the past.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am allowing the opening of my gifts.
Dear innate, I am allowing the opening of my gifts.
Dear innate, I am letting go.
Dear innate, I am letting go.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feels great. I'm glad I could finally talk to you guys. I really appreciate it. I will follow up with you and get to work. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks for calling.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, bye.
Beautiful. Okay. Are we ready for another caller, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 858, you're live with Morning with Jesus and your host, Barbara in D.C. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Donna. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Donna.
So I just want to know, do you have a message for me?
Oh, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay. Okay. Okay, Donna, let me see. Okay, well, the first thing that I'm getting, Donna, have you ever thought about, do you do any kind of, like, healing, like Reiki or any of the other modalities?
No, I've been trained in Reiki, but I haven't done it for years, and I only did it really for a short time.
Okay, is there a reason?
Yeah, it's just not something I want to pursue.
Okay, because I'm just being shown, you know, that you are a healer, so that's why I was asking. Okay.
Right.
And I'm also being shown that, you know, is there anything that you started right now? Any kind of, you know, project, or you're visualizing a project?
And I was wondering if you were going to tap into that. Yes, I am starting a tarot business, reading tarot.
Okay, well, I'm getting the word, you know, success in regard to that venture. Okay.
Okay, good.
And I'm also getting, you know, are there synchronicities happening around you? Please be, you know, mindful of synchronicities. And that's going to help us. So, you know, synchronicities, I get synchronicities by listening to the, you know, to the radio. I turn on the TV after the radio.
Yeah.
They continue. I go out in the vehicle. I continue, you know, down the road in my vehicle. And the synchronicities are all these messages that just keep continuing.
Absolutely.
But they're all, like, connected, okay?
Right.
So that's the thing. Like, they're all connected, okay?
Yeah.
And just keep, you know, affirming every day in every way I'm getting better and better. And Ginger is showing me all of these little four-leaf clovers around you. So
aww.
I really do feel
hi,
like
Ginger.
Going to be successful. Okay,
good.
So whatever it is that you do, and Ginger's saying, girlfriend, I want you to affirm I am a money magnet.
I will.
No, don't
you,
laugh.
Ginger.
Oh, she's saying affirm it. I am a money magnet.
I am a money magnet.
Say it like you mean it, she's saying.
I am a
come
money
on.
Magnet.
Yes, you are.
I am a money
and she's
magnet.
Saying, you so are, Donna, you are. And I'm getting, you know, you are meant to do something entrepreneurial like this endeavor would be. This is what you're meant to do, okay? There is going to be monetary rewards. And I'm getting, like, you have a lot of leadership qualities. Really believe in yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you believe and, you know, the more that you really love what you're doing, it's gonna show, you know, financially.
Okay.
So you are following.
And do you see this other opportunity as the general manager running these hotels and villas and restaurant and spa falling into place as well? I mean, it's a lot. It's a huge job.
Getting a maybe on that one for right now, honey. Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like I can only do so much with my energy. It has to kind of go in one spot.
Yeah, no, I'm getting like a maybe. Don't give up on it, but just you've got to, you know, I'm thinking, you know, like one thing at a time, basically.
Focus. Yeah, that's how I feel too. Yeah.
I feel like you're like when you said that you're getting a little scattered, but for right now you've got to realize.
Really, I mean, I really love doing tarot, and I really feel like I'm helping people, and that's really what it's about for me.
I mean, that is wonderful. You are doing a great job. But again, notice the signs that you're getting, like these little synchronicities. I'm getting you should pay, you know, attention just a little bit more because you are receiving guidance, okay? Even pay attention to what you're feeling. It's really important, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that, you know, you are being led to really do what you're loving to do. And you, you know, as myself and Barbara, you two are a light worker, and you're meant to really help others with your beautiful gift.
Okay.
So you're doing a great job. You've got to believe in yourself, and you've really got to, you know, just keep loving what you're doing. Donna, you're doing amazing. Okay?
Thank you.
So the angels didn't say, like, no for the, you know, the second question, but I'm getting it sort of like you planted those little seeds for that other venture, and I'm getting, you know, like, possibly that might, you know, start to come into fruition over like maybe a couple months, okay? You already put it out to the universe. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
Ginger's
okay.
saying it's sort of like a crock pot. Set it and forget it, okay?
Okay,
so find joy in the present moment. What's happening right now, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, make sure that you're filled with peace and joy. You have balance. And just really be excited about what is coming presently. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And do you see anybody new romantically coming into my life?
Okay. I'm getting for right now like a maybe. And Ginger's showing me, Donna, that you sort of wear your heart on your sleeve. So I'm getting might be a little bit of healing so that you can get ready for love. Does that make sense to you?
I think I've said it.
Well, I'm getting she's showing me your heart, and she's showing me your heart for a reason, that there's still something maybe that, you know, wasn't touched upon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as we know, you know, like, via the law of attraction, you could bring that love into your life, but you've got to make sure that you're ready for love and that you've worked on yourself first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really synchronistic that you called in today. And the reason I'm saying synchronicity, synchronistic, is because I feel like someone may actually contact you within the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know if this is going to be that special someone, but it may bring, like, positive confirmation your way. Okay? Why is it at times you sort of doubt yourself? Because I'm getting self-doubt there.
Because, I'll tell you why. Because with the tarot, I think that there's there's such a, you know, a lot of people look at it like hippy-dippy type of thing. And so a lot of the people, the circles that I travel in and stuff, and a lot of people look at it like it's not authentic or it's weird or whatever. And so I think I've been afraid to own it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so that's why I haven't really put it out and really, you know, really owned it.
But it's a passion that you have.
And well, it's a gift I have. I mean, I really
it's
I
a gift,
really am
passion,
bad at it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it really is, and you really have to embrace. Yeah, own it and embrace
and
it fully,
why,
and it
that's
doesn't
why I
matter.
Owned it because a lot of people have a negative image about it, and that's why I haven't.
But this
owned
is
it.
Your journey. They don't understand your journey. Okay.
Yeah.
And this
I
is who
I
you
have,
are. When you connect and do what you love, whether it's, you know, your own business, like you're saying, or, you know, the other venture, when you connect and you do what you really love, anything is possible for you. So the angels are saying, Donna, why are you worried about other people? Do what you love. Okay? Just do what you love.
You're right.
Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you now with Barbara to really to break free from those old patterns.
Thank you.
Worrying about what other people think, okay?
Okay, thank you, DC. I appreciate it.
Okay. Light and love.
Have a great day.
Okay, Donna, we are going to do some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements. They're showing me so much stuff about you. Okay.
I have a lot to work on.
Well, they're showing me, okay. First, they're giving some advice. They're saying when you are connecting with people to do the tarot readings, take a moment to feel yourself grounded. And in that moment, allow your heart to be completely open and to allow yourself to connect with the energy of the person you are working with.
Okay.
And then the readings you give will come from your heart and show what is for their highest good.
Okay.
They're also saying that one of the reasons why the Reiki didn't really resonate with you was because you have a strong sense of responsibility. And you felt that if you were working with someone to heal them and they did not heal, it would be your fault.
That's interesting.
So they want you to stop being responsible for other people. So we're going to do that statement first. Dear innate, I release the need to be responsible for others.
Dear innate, I release the need to be responsible for others.
Dear innate, I release the need to hold myself responsible for what happens to other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to be responsible, to hold myself responsible. What was it?
For what happens to other people.
For what happens to others.
Dear innate, I allow my heart to be opened.
Dear innate, I allow my heart to be opened.
Dear innate, I take down the walls around my heart.
Dear innate, I take down the walls around my heart.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being vulnerable.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being vulnerable.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my own success.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my own success.
Dear innate, I stand in my greatness.
Dear innate, I stand in my greatness.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I release the need for others' approval.
Dear innate, I release the need for others' approval.
Dear innate, I take back my power from everyone else.
Dear innate, I take back my power from everyone else.
Dear innate, I choose what is best for my life.
Dear innate, I choose what is best for my life.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. So I'm getting that this is all about you coming into your power, you accepting and loving yourself. And that's the reason why DC didn't see any love interest coming into your life, because the first person you need to love is you. And once you are loving and accepting of you, then there will be choices coming to you so that you can have a wonderful relationship. But the first relationship you need to work on is you.
Right. Okay.
Okay. How do you feel?
Good. Thank you. Yeah, good. I feel centered.
Good. And make sure that you're feeling that grounded and centered feeling before you do any readings for anybody. And that way you're
I always before I do a reading, for sure.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to take long. It can just be something 5 seconds, actually. So, you know, it's up to you.
Right. Thank you so much, Barbara. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome, and let us know how you do.
I'm so mellow now. It's great. Thank
you. Well, enjoy it. Enjoy
you,
it, Donna.
I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to go out there and be a money magnet.
All right, you do that.
My tarot.
Look back. However things
all
going.
Right. I will.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you so much. Have a great
day.
Bye-bye.
Donna.
You too. Bye-bye.
Area code 951, you're live with Morning with Jesus. This is DC and Barbara. How can we help you?
Hello, Jesus and DC and Barbara. It's Nathaniel calling.
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you?
Great.
Awesome. Do you have a question?
I wanted to see if Spirit was coming through.
Sure. Spirit's always here coming through. Well, Nathaniel, I feel like, you know, you're sort of like at the end of a cycle of your life. Are you feeling that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's time to, you know, to go forward. How do you feel about that? Are you relieved? Is there like a little bit of uneasiness? What's going on with that?
I believe on one side that where I'm staying with my brother, and it's probably not working out. You know, it's working out good, but it could probably be working out better.
Okay. Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, you may need a little bit of healing. I'm getting like maybe a little bit of healing, hon. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, I just feel like your energy is like a little bit low. That I do feel. Let's see what they're showing me.
I just woke up. And
You have to, there's releasing as well that you have to do, Nathaniel. Okay. I do feel like, you know, there is a release that is needed. There's some forgiveness. You know, are you worried about your finances?
A little bit, but I think they're getting a lot better.
Okay, good. Okay, and Joan Rivers is coming in, and when she does that with me, it's like, you know, there's part of it is maybe like a little bit funny, and you've got to sort of connect with that part, okay? And, you know, like really like laughter is the best medicine, so I don't know if you like to watch comedy shows, but I think that would help you at this point, you know, just to forget about your situation for maybe a half hour. And watch like a comedy show. Okay? But I do get that, you know, a new beginning is, you know, is here for you. As I mentioned earlier with Tim, you know, you need to do a little bit of automatic writing to really, to you know, let you know, things flow through you onto the paper and to really release them, to change them and to heal them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and the word forgiveness is coming in really, really strongly, Tim. Okay? I don't know what it is that you're holding on to, but you've got to release it. Okay, I just feel like there's something within that you have not released. And when we do release, and we make, you know, we make space for all the good stuff to come in, we feel so much better. So I want to connect with Barbara because you do need a little healing, hon. You need to, I don't know if it's yourself that you need to forgive or someone in your life, but there's someone that you need to forgive. And when you do, you're going to have such freedom. You're going to feel so much better. Okay?
Okay.
It's sort of like, you know, you're going to say, oh, my gosh, you helped me. This was holding me back, but now I feel alive again and I'm really connecting with my dreams. So with that being said, I'm going to call upon Barbara.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Okay, Nathaniel. I'm getting that you are changing the way that you think. You are moving out of the old mindset, which was based in, you know, what's wrong and worry and doubt and fear and all of that yucky stuff. And you are moving into the mindset of knowing that you create with your feelings. And so they want you to start feeling more of the joy, more of the love, more of the acceptance. And this is love, joy, and acceptance concerning yourself as well as concerning your life and everyone in it. So we're going to do a few innate statements to help to get you more into that joyous part of who you are. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the need to worry.
I release the need to worry.
Dear innate, I release the belief in worrying.
I release the belief in worrying.
Dear innate, I allow myself to let go. Dear innate, I allow myself to just relax.
I allow myself just to relax.
Dear innate, I am ready for my life.
I'm ready now for my life.
Dear innate, I accept the good things that are coming to me.
I accept the good things that are coming to me.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
I open my heart to love now.
Dear innate, I live in joy.
I live for joy now.
Take a nice deep breath. And so they want you to start every morning when you wake up. Make a decision about what kind of energy you are going to live in that day. You know, you may wake up and say, well, today I'm going to live in love and joy and amazing success and synchronicities and vitality. And notice throughout the day whether or not you are in those energies. Because the more time you spend in those energies that you have decided you're going to experience that day, the more wonderful things are going to come into your life. Because you're not going to be spending time in all of that old, yucky energy. You are going to be the new you. And this is going to feel really good as you do this and you get into this habit and you let your life grow and blossom and bloom and become this beautiful, amazing experience. Because that is what it's meant to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome.
And they are showing me that it is going to get better and better. So, yeah, get busy being happy.
Yeah, Nathaniel, you really have to get happier. You're going to have Joan Rivers on. She's going to be there with you. And sometimes it's not that pretty. So it's easier to get happy on your own.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, hon. Take care now.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 520. You're live with Morning
Hello.
With Jesus. Hi, can we have your name?
Yes, my name is Marie. Good morning, Barbara in D.C.
Good
morning, Marie. What can we do for you today?
I'd like to know what messages are in line for me at the moment.
Okay, that's always good. Okay, Marie, what
yes?
is it that you need to surrender at this time?
Well, I just lost my mother.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon.
So
okay, cause
maybe
I a lot of
need to let her go?
I don't think you need to let her go, but you've got to let go of the stress that's around that, okay?
Okay.
I'm feeling like you're holding on to, like, a lot of stress. Okay?
Yes,
and
I was left with everything. Yeah. There was no will in place or anything of that kind, so... she only had three children, and so I was left with everything all alone.
Okay. I'm getting a letter H, a woman with a letter H coming in, and I believe that she was a friend of your mom's.
Okay.
Okay. And she's just saying, you know, your mom is fine and everything is okay. And she wants you to really, you know, to take care of you a little bit better. Hon, do you do any kind of poetry or anything?
I do. I write a lot. I lost my brother in 2004, and it was a very tragic death. So I began writing since 2004, all my feelings.
Okay, because I'm getting that's very healing. Marie, that's very healing to you, but it's going to be healing when others read it. It'll be able to help them heal as well. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So keep, you know, just keep writing your poetry and maybe, you know, find some place to really, to really share that beautiful work with others, okay?
Right. Okay. I just have them just like scattered here and there, and I just put them to the side, and sometimes they get lost, sometimes they get ruined, and so
yeah, well,
I
maybe
start taking that into
you know,
consideration.
Try to get them
yeah, right,
get them together
okay.
and really, you know, like them all over again, and it's going to bring you healing, but it's going to help others.
I see.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting that, like, you have a hard time, you're not able to connect with your mother because there's, like, a lot of mind chatter going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've got to sometimes just, like, you know, maybe before you go to bed, like sometimes when we're a little bit more tired than other times, just close your eyes and breathe and just listen, okay? Or even ask your mom to connect your dreams. But I'm getting you've got to start listening a little bit more. And when you do trust, you know, when you do you trust what you get? Because sometimes you do get messages, and I'm getting she doesn't trust anyway. You've got to trust, okay?
Right. I dream her almost daily. But in my dreams, I don't know she's already passed. So I think that makes a big difference.
Okay. Okay. Well, she's saying, you know, like, I'm still here. She might not be here in the same sense, but she's still here. I'm hearing the word joker. Who was the joker, you or she? Because someone liked to do like, funny things. Excuse me?
She and I. We were both. We were joking around a lot.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting, like, joker, you know? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So please, like, to, like, find all your work, you know, put it into something and read it, first of all, read it for yourself, because it's going to be healing to you. And then maybe think about even, you know, having it published and, you know, and really having it there for others. But your mom is saying, you know, she wants you to love yourself just as you are right now. You're beautiful.
Okay?
Okay? You've got to have a little bit more self-love, Marie. And, you know, that's one of the messages that your mom has. Love yourself more. And really, you know, the laughter and the joking and stuff, that's a great way each day to connect with your joy. Make time for like a little bit of laughter, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What are they showing me? Hold on. Okay. Yeah, your mom, she's just like, she loves that you're connecting now, and she's just saying, you've got to have fun. And she's saying that you're sort of been, you know, like looking forward a little bit, which is good. She's happy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying your grandfather, she is, you know, she's a lot like me, but she's a lot like her grandfather. That you are like a beautiful, wise soul, Marie. Okay, so you've got a lot to share with the world. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. She's not telling me which grandfather. I don't know if it's the maternal or paternal one. I don't know. Okay.
It would be probably her father.
Okay.
My
is there an issue with an animal at this time? Marie, is there something that you're worried about, an animal?
My pup, he just, he had got in a really bad fight and he lost his eye, and he needs surgery, but I don't have the funds to give him that surgery he's needing for his, because he lost his eye.
Okay. 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 Do you have an older brother?
I do. He's the one that passed away in 2004.
Okay.
He was my only brother.
Okay. Okay, that's really all I'm picking up. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, honey, and I thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Okay, Marie. The first thing that I'm getting is that you might want to set up a blog where you post your writings so that other people can read them and gain the benefits of the healing that's in your writing. Because there's this beautiful, it just feels like this wonderful, soothing energy in what you write.
Right.
So that might be one of the ways that you can share what you write and have an impact on others. And I keep hearing the word hospice. I don't know if this means you're supposed to maybe connect with a hospice and see if you can post on their website, so the people who have experienced death or who are going through having someone in their lives die can gain the benefit, and it would be in a place where they would look for it.
Okay.
So you can do whatever you like with that. We want to do some dear innate statements, so just repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for dying.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for dying.
Dear innate, I release the feeling that I am alone.
Dear innate, I release the feeling that I am alone.
Dear innate, I accept that my mother is still with me.
Dear innate, I accept that my mother is still with me.
Dear innate, I accept that my mother will always love me.
Dear innate, I accept that my mother will always love me.
Dear innate, I know that my mother and my brother are watching over me.
Dear innate, I know that my mother and my brother are watching over me.
Dear innate, I am strong enough to live my life.
Dear innate, I am strong enough to live my life.
Dear innate, I release all of the frustration and the worry.
Dear innate, I release all the frustration and the worry.
Dear innate, I release the need to see what is wrong.
Dear innate, I release the need to see what is wrong.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be guided.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be guided.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
journey, I open my heart to love.
Dear Nate, I accept healing for myself and my family.
Dear Nate, I accept healing for myself and my family.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to move forward with my own life.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to move forward with my own life.
Dear Nate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear Nate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Take a nice, deep, deep breath. Okay, and they're saying that you should also be doing what I told Nathaniel. When you wake up in the morning, choose feelings that you want to have for that day, feelings that you actually enjoy, and then check back in throughout the day to see if you're feeling that.
Okay.
There's something else they wanted me to tell you. Hold on, let me see if they'll tell me again, because I forgot. Okay. So they're saying that you are actually a very, very powerful, I don't know if it's empathic or it's like you're this huge radiator of this amazing energy. And so they want you to allow yourself to shine, allow yourself to be seen, to be known, and to let go of any doubts or fears or worries about anything, because this is all going to work out absolutely fine, and you are going to come out of this so much. It's like your light's going to increase more and more as you go through what you're going through and clearing out what you're clearing out, not just in the physical but also in yourself. And it's just, this is a huge time of change in your life, but it's a good change, and you are going to come out better as a result of it. That
okay.
Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And they're showing me an image of your puppy being surrounded with all of this incredible loving energy, and it's all of these different colors just going into the puppy.
He's my fur baby. I love my puppy. And he knows
they're
that.
Working on him. They're healing him in the ways that he needs to be healed.
Yes.
But remember that our fur babies tend to take on what we are also experiencing. So if you want him to be a happy, healthy puppy, be a happy, healthy mommy.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay, I think that's all they're telling me. Hold on, see something else. Your brother is waving. Said hi. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Okay.
I love him.
Yeah, you have so many. I can't even count the number of your ancestors you're showing me that are just sitting
there. Oh, I was right. I was just looking at my grandfather's obituary, and I was astonished. He had 75 grandchildren, 165 great grandchildren, and I'm like, whoa! And that was back in like 93.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow! That explains why I can't count all the ancestors that are there waving to you and sending you love.
Right, exactly. I just have to put that out there. That's why.
Oh,
that's beautiful, and I have
so much
kids. I can't even imagine. I have a hard time remembering their names. You know,
I know, right? Yes, I was like, what?
And I, you know, you have like that little lapse of memory. I'll say, you know who you are. Bless you. Please stay connected with us. Let us know how you're doing. Okay.
Sure, I sure will. Thank you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
For calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, let's see, Barbara. Okay. Area code 347. You're live with Morning with Jesus. This is DC and Barbara. Can we have your name, please?
This is Keisha.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, can you girls hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I just was calling to say hi. I'm doing well. How are you?
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
I've been doing good.
Are you connected with a special someone? Is there, because I'm getting little hearts all around you.
You mean like a man, like dating?
Yes.
No.
That's what I'm getting. Well,
no.
Maybe that's why you called. You know what Ginger's saying? She called it to say hello, but she really, her higher self, wanted to call in because I'm getting that there's going to be something new in the love department arriving for you. And it's going to be a really strong, beautiful, loving connection.
Oh, that sounds nice. I mean, I'm open to it.
Yeah. Are you loving yourself first, though? Because if you're open to it, you of course, have to love yourself first. Because the more you love you, the more you're going to. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I've been doing a lot of forgiving and releasing and just releasing fears and working on beliefs and things like that. And I'm starting to see a huge difference because, for example, I was sending out my resume, say, in December. I really didn't hear anything back. So I started to do a lot of clearing, things like that. And someone called me the other day, and it was for a position that paid six figures. And I'm like, wow, okay. So different people are calling me, and I'm waiting to hear back and I guess do some interviews. But I'm just expanding on accepting abundance.
Okay. Well, just remain optimistic. You know what, when we feel it before it comes and we say thank you, that's blessing it, and say, you know what, I do have faith in all the good that's coming, that really helps to bring it, you know, faster to us, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I am getting, just be really optimistic, okay? And ask the divine, really help you see, you and your life through, their eyes. I feel like Jesus is with you. I don't know if you've been asking for miracles, but Jesus, he's with you, and I'm getting the word miracles around you.
Okay, good. I need miracles.
Okay, well, you are connecting with your joy on a daily basis?
Yeah, I've been doing my chocolate. I've been doing, I have some orders. I've been, doing research, with getting supplies and boxes and places to make it at. So yeah, I've been doing that as well.
Well, that's really beautiful. I mean, that's really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm getting is you're saying she sees you doing what you're doing. She's saying, girlfriend, you've got to watch because you might be, you might be doing one thing and thinking about another, and she sees you falling down. So you're a little bit accident prone right now. So she's saying, just make sure that you, focus on whatever you're doing, okay?
Okay.
So that you don't, get hurt or something. She's saying just focus on one thing at a time, okay? And she's saying, girlfriend, when that love comes your way, don't appear to be desperate. You don't have to be, okay?
Right. Said that. I don't like being desperate. I don't like desperate people that's desperate. I just had said that today.
Sure you did. Why do you think she mentioned it? She said, girlfriend, you're not a dog. Don't chase love. Okay? Do not chase it either. Okay? Love will find you, so you don't have to chase it. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. I still feel that there may be a little bit of healing to be done. Okay? So
okay.
I'm still getting there's a little bit of something that needs to be cleared up, and I'm trying to figure out if I could really see, what it is, okay? What am I getting? Let's see. Okay, so what I'm being shown is your root chakra. That's the first chakra at the base of your spine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting chakras a little bit blocked. It could be from some emotions that you've had. You might be a little bit of insecurity or something. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm feeling like in that area. Okay, so I'm going to bring in Barbara, honey. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, Ginger.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. And you know, when she was talking about seeing hearts around you, I was seeing chocolate hearts around you. So.
Even sweeter.
Now I keep getting this image of you eating a heart-shaped chocolate cake, and it looks like there's three different men. So the man keeps changing.
Oh.
There's three different ones. So I guess you're going to have choices. You.
Wow.
Okay, let's do some dear innate statements and clear up some of this stuff that's there. Okay, so repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release all insecurity.
Dear innate, I release all insecurity.
Dear innate, I release any belief that I don't deserve a six-figure salary.
Dear innate, I release any belief that I don't deserve a six-figure salary.
Dear innate, I release any belief that I can't do it.
Dear innate, I release any belief that I can't do it.
Dear innate, I open my heart.
Dear innate, I open my heart.
Dear innate, I allow my life to shine.
Dear innate, I allow my life to shine.
Dear innate, I accept my connection with chocolate.
Dear innate, I accept my connection with chocolate.
Dear innate, I live my truth.
Dear innate, I live my truth.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel relaxed. I feel relaxed.
Yes.
Actually, I called earlier, and when I called, a job person had beeped in.
Oh.
And she told me about a position, and she asked me what salary range, and I said, well, I would like for permanent something. You know, that's six figures. And then she said, well, if it's 10, I said, I don't know how much that is an hour. Six figures, you know, is an hour. I said, maybe something, 50 or 40 or something. So she didn't tell me what the position paid. She just said she'll send me the information and I can let her know if I'm interested. But, you know, so constantly I have to let people know this is the salary I'm looking for. And I guess I want to feel confident about it and, you know, like quite matter of fact.
Good, good.
Yeah, but I mean, at least I'm getting calls because before I wasn't even getting calls. So
yeah.
Now I'm getting calls. I guess I went in for one interview, but I don't know that I'm interested in that position, but so a lot of newer calls with the salary range I prefer calling me. So I'm just trying to stay open to receiving and allowing things, to allowing myself to receive.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
what? I have, so I think I have insecurities with, so I have the fibroids, and so now I have like, so my shape kind of changed. The fibroids are gone, but I have a little stomach. And I never really had a stomach before. So it doesn't work for me. It's like, what is this? So I don't, you know, so I'm like, I don't know how to dress with the stomach. You know what I mean? And so I'm dealing with that. And I want to, you know, like get in shape and different things like that. And so I think that's kind of a effect. expressing, you know, how I feel. And I'm going through, like, hair issues, and I kind of always have gone through hair issues. And I think it's related to when I was younger, my mom had forced me to get a Jerry curl. And I had nice, thick, long hair, and I didn't want a Jerry curl. And she forced me to get one. And to me, I've just been having hair problems since then. Like, I just always had, like, I could have a full head of hair. Somebody may put too much bleach in it. It disappeared. Like, just always different things going on with my hair. So this time around, I kind of oversteamed it, and it kind of changed the texture. And then I put protein in it. Now it's back thick. But I'm like, I don't think I can get anybody to do it. It's so thick. It's like I'm just dealing with, I don't know.
Okay. Let me see. We're going to make some Dear Innate statements. Okay. Dear Innate, I forgive my mother for screwing up my hair.
Dear Innate, I forgive my mother for screwing up my hair.
Dear Innate, I give my hair permission to be healthy.
Dear Innate, I give my hair permission to be healthy.
Dear Innate, I give my body permission to be healthy.
Dear Innate, I give my body permission to be healthy.
Dear Innate, I give my body permission to release anything connected with the fibroids.
Dear Innate, I give my body permission to release anything related to the fibroids.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to have a flat tummy.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to have a flat tummy.
Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly as I am now.
Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly as I am now.
Dear Innate, I release any beliefs that my tummy is a problem.
Dear Innate, I release any beliefs that my tummy is a problem.
Dear Innate, I just let it all go.
Dear Innate, I just let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, I see all of these little things falling off of your hair and falling off of your tummy. So you're letting it go. Good for you. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't think, you know what, the other day I kind of put my hand over my stomach and did some forgiveness things. I didn't think about I could do some Dear Innate stuff with it, too. That's perfect.
Yeah. And you may need to forgive the medical community, that's what I'm hearing. I don't know if you're holding on to any resentment for anybody in the medical community having anything to do with any part of you. If so, forgive them. And you can use the DNA for that, too.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you, DC. Happy New Year.
And, you know, keep us informed. I'm still waiting for my chocolate now.
Yeah, me too. I'm waiting for.
I met with someone yesterday, and she does with her products. She ships them everywhere, and I'm like, okay. So we exchange numbers. So she's gonna let me know how that works and how to do that.
Awesome. Well, we look forward.
I'll be up and running.
Sounds
too.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, you said running, Hannah Barb, and Ginger saying don't run. Just be careful and keep, you know, just be mindful right now so you don't get hurt. Okay?
Okay.
Be careful. Okay.
I will.
Love you, honey.
Bye
bye.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Beautiful. Okay, Barbara, I just want to mention we're down to the last 15 minutes and we do have two callers, okay?
Okay.
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 The code. Hi,
hello.
Can we have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Helena on the bus. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm getting off the next stop. Well, stop after next.
So what's going on, Helena?
Just tell us your question, dear.
It's the roommate. He my refrigerator is acting a little funny. I think it's because of him. There's a reason. I don't chapter and verse, but and today he's quote fixing it unquote, and I'm just concerned. A, will he be able to handle this? And B, is my food going to get messed up because I have things other than vegetables? So I'm concerned that for the safety.
Okay, Helena. Okay, Ginger is just saying she feels like so much frustration, and she's sorry for everything that you're going through. Okay, and she's saying, wow, she's like so filled with these emotions. I don't get like, you know, the food is going to go bad or anything. You've got to, Jesus is with you is what I'm getting. I'm getting the word boundaries. You need to set some boundaries, hon. Okay? And I'm also getting, you've got to trust. You know, Jesus is with you, Mother Mary is with you, and they're saying, relax and breathe. Everything is okay. Okay?
Okay,
so,
yeah. Well,
I'm getting,
I'm
like,
sorry,
this situation is, no, the situation is really a little bit too much for you. Okay? And I'm getting, things are going to, you know, they're going to change. You deserve to have good things. But I'm also getting, like, around the roommate, I'm getting the word boundaries. And not only boundaries, but I'm also getting, you know, there's a little bit of forgiveness needed as well to really help the situation. With that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, honey, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. So are you going to be able to repeat or?
Yeah, I am. I can repeat softly, and then I should be getting off shortly after this next traffic light.
All right, here we go. Dear Nate, I forgive my roommate.
Dear Nate, I forgive my roommate.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself.
Dear Nate, I let go of all of the frustration and doubt that the roommate creates.
Dear Nate, I let go of all this frustration and doubt that the roommate creates.
Dear Nate, I recognize that it's actually me who creates it.
Dear Nate,
thank you so much.
Dear Nate, I recognize that it's me who really creates it.
Dear Nate, I no longer need to create.
Dear Nate, I no longer have. Oh, I'm sorry. Dear Nate, I no longer need to create the frustration that.
And doubt.
And doubt.
Dear Nate, I'm letting go of all of that.
Dear Nate, I'm letting go of all of that.
Dear Nate, that is the past. It no longer applies.
Dear Nate, that is the past. It no longer applies.
Dear Nate, I am creating an amazing life for myself.
Dear Nate, I am creating an amazing life for myself.
Dear Nate, I am creating a life filled with love and prosperity.
Dear Nate, I am creating a life filled with love and prosperity.
Dear Nate, I am choosing to live in joy.
Dear Nate, I am choosing to live in joy.
Dear Nate, I am letting go of everything from the past.
Dear Nate, I'm letting go of everything, and I do mean everything from the past.
I'm releasing it right now.
I'm releasing it right now.
And I'm not taking it back.
And I'm not taking it back.
Take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
More calm, but it's as I was we were doing this, I was passing somebody on the street that was going through the trash looking for cans, and I'm about to let the roommate go, and yet I'm like, Ibley, you know, it's still the financial aspect of it does scare me a bit, not as much, but
dear Nate, I deserve prosperity.
Dear Nate, I deserve prosperity.
Dear Nate, I deserve wealth.
Dear Nate, I deserve love.
Dear Nate, I am good enough.
Dear Nate, I am good enough.
Dear Nate, I am open to receiving.
Dear Nate, I am open to receiving.
Dear Nate, God is always blessing me.
Dear Nate, God is always blessing me.
Dear Nate, I receive God's blessing.
Dear Nate, I receive God's blessings.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward in prosperity.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward in prosperity.
Dear Nate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear Nate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear Nate, it is okay for me to accept me.
Dear Nate, it is okay for me to accept me. Yeah.
Dear Nate, I do not have to suffer.
Dear Nate, I do not have to suffer.
Dear Nate, I do not have to struggle.
Dear Nate, I do not have to struggle.
Dear Nate, I do not need to be responsible for others.
Dear Nate, I do not need to be responsible for others.
Dear Nate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Nate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Nate, I am phenomenal.
Dear Nate, I am phenomenal.
Dear Nate, I accept me.
Dear Nate, I accept me.
Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you. It's empowering.
Yeah, you're still going through that little, well, if they can't make it, I can't make it either, because I'm not as good as they are, because everybody's better than me, kind of crappy stuff.
Yeah, I've been noticing weird stuff like that. I'll see people who I think like are really beautiful or something, and I'm not jealous of them, but I'm like, oh, they're not going to talk to me. But then all of a sudden I find, beautiful, or I think are really smart, and it's weird. I have such a low opinion of myself at times, and it's like, oh, they're not going to bother with me. And then, you know, we start talking for some reason or other, and there's always compatibility and joy and beauty, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like to be in a space of non-judgment about others and myself would be really nice, you know, to stay there. And me and my cute dogs on the street.
Well, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you can make that decision. Say, today I am going to be in a space of non-judgment.
Yeah.
Let that be what you feel throughout the day. No more judgment. Yeah. And feel the joy and the love and the prosperity and the absolute abundance of the universe, because it is there and it is yours.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And thank you both about the carrot cake. It was wonderful. All these Monday things. Last week, carrot cake. This week, a refrigerator. Oh, no, that was this week, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ginger said it was very delicious. She took a nibble.
Oh, good. Yeah, and I found this new icing that I can make, and it's just wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a great week, Lena. Thank you.
Both of you. Thank you. Love you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you, later. John. Okay, Barbara, we have 5 minutes, and we have two callers.
No, we
so
only
if
have
the callers,
one. We've
if
already
they...
dealt with one of them.
Yeah, and then she hung up, and we have
347. No, we
did 347.
347. Yes.
Oh, okay. So we're going to area code 626.
Yes.
Hello, area code 626.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, can we have your name?
From DC. My name is Jenny.
Hello,
hi,
Jenny.
Hi. Well, ladies, I have a serious question. I belong to a nonprofit. And we've discovered that the president and several people at the top have been using the funds for personal expenses quite a bit, which is against our rules and against IRS rules. We've gotten together and we're going to ask them to resign. We hope they quietly resign. Otherwise, we have to press charges with the DA. So I'm hoping you feel or see that they would quietly resign.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can get an answer to that one, Jenny, okay?
Okay.
Angels. Okay, but I am getting, while I'm looking for the answer to that specifically, I'm getting changing your tactics. That's the first thing that I was hearing. Because something's not working out, and you need to really to change something. Because if you stay on this path, it's just going to get okay, and all your efforts are going to backfire. Okay, so that
no,
was
you're,
what
you're
I'm getting.
You're absolutely right. No, you're right. We were on the path under jurisdiction from the district and the state. Now they have released us and told us that we have to do what we have to do. So our hands are free, and now
I'm
we
getting,
can pursue.
Okay, and Jenny, I'm getting you're going to find a new direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in the interim, keep your emotions in check is what I'm getting, but you will find a new direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
they're
showing me. I'm
going to
try to
ask them to resign. Okay, go ahead. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, hon. Barbara?
Okay. Jenny, the first thing I'm getting is that you need to forgive them. You need to forgive all of the people who did the wrong. They shouldn't have done what they did, and that's true. They shouldn't have. But they did it. They had their reasons for what they did. Now, the reasons that they have may not make sense to anybody else, but at the moment that they were doing it, they thought it was the best choice for them in that moment. But it's important for you to forgive them so that you're not going forth with that bitterness and doubt and mistrust of other people. So that's why they want you to forgive them. They're also saying that most of them will be fine with just resigning. I'm just getting the feeling that there may be one of them that you will actually have to press charges against, one of them who needs it to go that far so that they can learn the lesson that they need to learn. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's not a problem either way. Let's do the forgiveness thing for you first, okay? So repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I forgive the board members.
Dear Innate, I forgive the board members.
Dear Innate, I forgive them for stealing.
Dear Innate, I forgive them for stealing.
Dear Innate, I forgive them for violating my trust.
Dear Innate, I forgive them for violating my trust.
Dear Innate, I let go of the need to think badly of people.
Dear Innate, I release the need to think badly of people.
Dear Innate, I let go of all of the energy connected with this theft.
Dear Innate, I release all the energy connected with this theft.
Dear Innate, I release all of the need to punish.
Dear Innate, I release all the need to punish.
Dear Innate, I send love to each and every one of them.
Dear Innate, I send love to each and every one of them.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Boy, that was like it was almost giving you an ulcer. There was so much crap associated with that in you. How do you feel?
Yes. Well, he almost brought tears to my eyes, so I've been telling that myself, so saying it out loud with you will reinforce that.
Yeah. Because guidance is saying that they're not good, bad people. They just make choices that you don't understand.
Right. And I know when there's a lot of money there and you have the power, greed comes into play and they rationalize the reasons to take that money and never ask for guidance from the members or the district, and this
yeah.
is what has, and it's thousands of dollars, so I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, they're telling me that it was quite a bit of money. Now, if this means that you guys need to, you know, rewrite the way things are handled and who has power, and checks and balances and all of that, then go
right.
ahead and do that, you know, so that this won't happen again. Use it as a learning
tool. We are. We're in the
tool.
Process of
yeah.
changing our bylaws right now, so you're
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. And don't think that, you know, if you get someone else in those positions, they would be tempted to do the same thing. This is all just, you know, a lesson that you're learning. And an important part of that lesson was you forgiving. Because there was a part of you that was saying this is unforgivable. Because this is, it's just way beyond what you would ever imagine anyone would do. So that forgiveness was an important part of it.
Yes, I know. I've gone through episodes I forgive. I try to be really nice. And then I get upset, and then I say, no, I forgive. It's what happened, not the people. It's we take care of the event that happened. And
yeah.
I'm still cordial to them. There's no hostility coming from me. It's all purely business.
Yeah, but you were still holding all of that other stuff inside
yes.
of you.
So. Yes,
we're glad
yes.
you got that out.
Thank you.
Because you don't need to get sick as a result of what someone else did. Because you're not actually responsible for them. They're responsible for themselves. And I know that it reflects on you, but it's still, it's not you. So, you know, if anybody says, well, you should have done a better job, then you'll simply say, I did the best job that I could, and we are now changing our bylaws, and that's really all that we can do. And that's
right.
it. That's all that you're supposed to do. Don't take on any blame from anybody because you're not to be blamed. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, so
it's hard to do the right thing,
time,
you know? It's,
so.
Right.
Okay.
It's really hard
you,
to do the right thing. People block you.
You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You are not responsible for this.
Thank you for reaffirming
that. Yeah. Ooh, oh, you had some stuff in your solar plexus connected with that, and they're clearing it out now.
Thank you so much, because somehow I have developed some type of irritable bowel syndrome this last month. So you're right, it's
and
affecting
it,
my
yeah,
health.
It's all of that stuff, and you chew on it, and you don't let it go, and so it gets in there, and it doesn't come out. So now
right.
So let's just do one more Dear Innate. Dear Innate, I allow my digestive tract to heal.
Dear Innate, I allow my digestive tract to heal.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, yeah. Feels much, much calmer now.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you. And God bless you both for your help.
And you
oh,
too.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, Barbara, that was another beautiful show. I'm glad that we had the ability to connect today. It feels wonderful.
Yes, and everything is working right now. So, you know. I've told
it
them,
is.
Myself,
do you have anything
to work right from now on?
Since you're saying Auntie Barbara, do you have any words of wisdom?
Wisdom. Do I have wisdom?
You do, she said you do.
Well, you know, the things that have been coming to me, some of them I've already shared, you know, that whole starting the day by deciding what feelings you are going to experience and allowing yourself to experience love and light and joy and prosperity and whatever positive feelings you want to experience for the day. That's such a wonderful way to do it. It has you starting out the day with a smile on your face, and at the end of the day you can look back and smile on everything that's happened because you are staying in that beautiful feeling energy. And that really has a huge impact on your life.
That truly does. And it's interesting. It's sort of, when you do what Auntie Barbara says, you sort of have the ability to release what you don't need and connect with the magic, and you have the potential to really have a beautiful day. You really do.
Exactly.
She's saying, you decide, you know, and when you do, you know, the day can be so much better. And Barbara, she's saying, Auntie Barbara, I have been listening to you. It's been so long, and I still am amazed.
I'm amazed, too.
Yes, yes.
But it does keep getting better and better.
Beautiful. But she encouraged Joan to share that little message in the beginning because she felt like, you know, at times we do get a little bit uptight. And she really wanted to just, you know, help everybody to relax and go with the flow, right?
Exactly. Wonderful.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. And I look forward to connecting again, hopefully, this week.
Yes.
Or next
week,
actually. Well, this weekend. Because it's already Thursday.
Yes.
Sunday, yes. With love and amazing grace. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.